Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dierks Bentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew.
99.5
QYK. Go!
Ah, oh, you made it. It's Friday. It's a good day to have a great day. JR Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day.
Finally,
we appreciate
Friday.
You. Yes, it is. Lana, how are you this morning?
Good. Good, good, good.
All right, very nice. I saw you speeding into the parking lot this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
The car drives fast.
Yes, that's the car drives fast, right?
There's nothing like a better rush.
The excuses that come out of your mouth are amazing. It's the car's fault.
It doesn't want to go slow. Plus, I was running late.
Yeah.
Very nice. Awesome. I just saw her speed, and I go, well, I mean, really, we're in a business, you know, area. There's no real reason to speed like that.
There is nobody here. There's like four people in this building right now. So.
And what if there were one of those four in the parking lot after
right.
a moment?
Let me ask you a question, Lana.
All right, you're right.
What's the definition of integrity?
You're right.
What do you do when nobody's watching? That's integrity, okay? So even if there's nobody, you need to get it together.
Okay.
Oh, you'll take it. We'll be taking your iPhone away, and you won't be able to drive your car.
Well, there's that, yeah.
just playing around. All right, Kevin, oh my gosh, way past his bedtime last night for the Bucks.
Way past. That game got over at 5 to midnight last night. It was long, a lot of penalties. It's first game of the year. Bucks right. won, though, 31-29 over the Cowboys on a last-second field goal.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up, too. I want to go over it and get your anxieties about it and all that coming up at 6:35. Michael Ray on the show, right around 6:50. We'll have him on. Excited for that. And let's kick the show off. It's Friday. Let's get this day going. What in the world are you doing up right now? Have you ever thought about calling right now? Remember, we do answer the phone. We will talk to you.
We're here.
We will talk to you. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Let's go. Jameson Rogers, Luke Combs, Cold Beer, Call My Name. We want to know what in the world you're doing up right now. We got Margaret in Zephyr Hills right now. Margaret, what in the world are you doing up right now?
Heading to work.
Yeah, where do you work at, Margaret?
Preschool teacher at Family of Christ.
Yay, yeah, teacher.
She is doing the Lord's work by being a teacher for preschool. Well, Margaret, we appreciate you calling. You have a great day, okay?
All right, go Bucks.
Yeah, that's right, go Bucks.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. How you doing?
We're great. What in the world are you doing up right now?
I am headed to work and listening to my favorite CMA-nominated radio station.
Oh,
yes.
Look at that.
That's so nice of you.
You earned it.
Hey, I appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. Where do you work at?
Landmark Pools, Odessa, Florida.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Very cool. Lana, you need a pool?
Very busy.
Yes, I can imagine you guys are busy with everybody staying at home more. Everybody's wanting to get a pool now here in Florida.
That's it. We make them.
All right, Donna, well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day, okay?
Have a great
you
Friday.
Too. All right, bye-bye. Congrats, guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. All right, coming up next, we are going to play Secret Celebrity for a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills. It's next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
Yes, that's right. And you're going to Krabby Bills with a $100 gift card. But you got to tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me.
This guy is one of the best imagery, like, writers. Like, he can really take you back to a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes he gets critiqued on songs and whatnot that you're kind of like, oh, that's kind of out of left field when it comes to country music. But he really is good when it comes to writing songs that really give you some good positive imagery and kind of take you back. But I was jamming to that song yesterday all day long.
Yeah, brand new song from this artist. This guy is very hard to forget.
Oh, my.
My goodness.
Lana.
But, you know, he's always leaving the lights on.
That's true. And he moves kind of fast because he likes to introduce you to his kin folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, at a house party that he likes to have.
That was.
Look at this.
He did have a house party. Unbelievable, Lana. I forgot you knew this much about this person.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah. By the way, okay, so the song is called 23. Where are you at 23, Lana?
23?
Where were you living? What were you doing?
Oh, I was in downtown Minneapolis living, and I was...
Were you in radio yet?
No, I was not in radio yet. I was going to school. I was still going to school.
Let's give it up.
Yep.
I thought it was a rumor. I thought it was a rumor that she was going to school. She actually was going to school.
That old girl!
Yeah, I was going to school.
Kevin, you were in radio, right?
I was working at this radio station, 99.5 QYK, 2002. That's the year I was 23. It's the year the Bucks won their first Super Bowl.
Oh, here we go.
Everything goes back to the Bucks.
Kevin, our member of Mensa over there, just getting things done. All right, here we go. 800-992-1099. Who is that secret celebrity? All right, Lynn is in Zephyr Hills playing Secret Celebrity with us on 99.5 QYK. All right, Lynn, the song came out yesterday. Who is our secret celebrity?
No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me.
Sam Hunt.
Song is called 23. Now, let me ask you a question, Lynn. What were you doing at the age of 23?
Oh, my God. I just had my first child.
Really?
Wow.
That's cool. Well, listen, you didn't have to do that in order to win this prize. All you had to do is name our secret celebrity. But $100 gift card to Krabby Bill's. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Hang on for me, okay?
All right.
What were you doing at 23?
23, I just graduated, college. Let's see, I graduated college in 2007. So that I must have been, I was in radio. I was working on radio. I think I was in Top 40 radio, introducing Snoop Dogg, probably.
Right on.
Or something like that. Who were you dating at the age of 23, Lana? Because he talks about dating someone. That's why I'm asking.
Who was I dating at 23?
College. You said you were in college.
No, I was going to school. I had left Madison, Wisconsin. Remember, I didn't graduate.
That's true. Yeah.
I had left Madison.
Mark that down.
And I think I was dating a guy named Chris, who was a bartender at the Rainforest Cafe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He had super long hair. He looked like the lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis.
And is that why you were dating him?
He was cute.
Well, I'm saying, but because you wore such a rocker chick back then?
Yeah. His hair was like almost down to the back of his butt. Yeah. It was really long.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what was your hair doing? It was probably, you told me you had some crazy hairstyles.
Oh, yeah, it was probably 6 inches off the top of my head. So.
That's amazing. All right, let's play the song right now. Sam Hunt's new one, 23, and then we're going to talk a little Bucks football next. Sam Hunt, 23 right there, 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We kicked off the NFL season last night, and I don't know, kind of an eye-opener for the Bucks. You know, being Super Bowl champions, we did win.
Yes, we did. 31-29.
Did not look great the entire game. Kevin stayed up for the entire game.
I did.
Here's the deal. When you win the Super Bowl, every time you play someone, you're going to get their best game.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've seen the most film on somebody. They know it's not just a shock now that Tom Brady's running a new offense and there's new weapons and all that stuff. Everybody knows now what you're capable of, so they kind of gear it towards that, their game plan. But... you know, again, a win is a win. First game, getting the cobwebs out. But I thought it was, it was nerve-wracking, no doubt about it.
No doubt. They did it to themselves. They actually had 4 turnovers in the game. All 3 were in critical positions. 2 came on back-to-back plays. Ronald Jones fumbled. Then Leonard Fournette missed a pass. It got intercepted. Late in the game, Chris Godwin fumbles at the 2-yard line when they're about to go up 9 points with like 5 minutes left.
Wow.
Listen, they got in their own way. Dak Prescott for the Cowboys played really well. They didn't barely ran the ball at all, but that's what the Bucs are going to get. They had a guy, their quarterback got hurt in the game. One of the safeties was out. They're already thin. But they had to get a last-second field goal because they were losing by a point. Mm. Tom Brady, with a minute 24 seconds left, gets the ball back, leads them straight down, 31-yard field goal. That's it. 31-29. That's how it ended.
It's a win. Well, here's what Tom said after the game.
You know, we just had so many drives there in the middle of the game where we didn't do anything to keep them off the field. So we kind of exposed our defense, and then obviously we're not moving the ball. Had a couple turnovers. That certainly set us back. So there's obviously a lot to clean up. But, I have confidence in all those guys. You know, I've been here, 18 months now. So I've had a lot of time with Chris and Mike and Scotty, Tyler, OJ, and Cam, obviously with AB and Gronk, and then you know, the backs. So we've not a perfect game. There's obviously a lot to kind of unpack from this one, but it's a good football team. You know, they have a really good offense. They have a, you know, very sound defense. They have a lot of good players on defense, so it's a good team. We're going to have to, you know, we obviously got a lot to clean up.
Yeah, so we'll see what goes down. I remember their best football was in the second half of the season last year. I mean, they were unstoppable, so they'll get it going.
Yes, they will.
They now have won 9 straight games dating back to last season. So obviously they're off this weekend. Then they play the Atlanta Falcons a week from Sunday. That is week 2 game. So that's a division game, so big game coming up.
Lana, you are a Vikings fan from when you were very young. Who do they play this week?
The Bengals.
The Bengals. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you guys have had some kicking problems in the past.
just a few.
I just wanted you to know what a game-winning kick sounded like. Here it was last night for the Bengals.
Suck up trying to win it. Got it.
Kicker in Tampa Bay.
He's
been here.
Yeah, anyway, so I just wanted to let you know what that sounded like, because I know the Vikings.
I know, I don't even know what that sounds like.
Well, it's usually like, Vikings kicker missed again.
It happens.
What's new?
A lot.
Yeah, they need to get somebody out there. A soccer player or something.
Oh, boy. Thank
All right,
you
very
that.
Cool. Let's get Michael Ray on the phone.
Yes, let's do it.
He's on the show next on 995 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He is the pride of Eustis, Florida. He was born April 29th, 1988 in Eustis. Doctors knew something special had just happened. It's Michael Ray, everybody.
Yay!
How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. That's the best intro I've ever had in my life.
That's what we do here, man.
I was like walking out to SummerSlam WWE.
Yeah, we're coming out SummerSlam WWE.
SummerSlam. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. Have you picked up the guitar at all? I mean, as far as like learning it and stuff like that?
You know, I started figuring it out during quarantine. I figured, you know, I already knew how to juggle and I already know how to unicycle. So playing guitar should probably be the next.
Dude, triple threat. Triple threat, that's what we're talking about.
Got to hit them with that triple talent. You know?
Well, listen, obviously I'm joking around. Whiskey and Rain is a single right now. Very excited about that. New EP as well. This is exciting. I mean, this is kind of gearing you up. The EP is Higher Education. I'm excited for this. We just got new music from you, man. I mean, is this all coming out of quarantine, or is this something that started before quarantine as well?
No, I'm kind of a little bit of both, I guess. Right before quarantine, we got in. But yeah, I mean, the whole record, I think besides Live Without You was cut during quarantine. So it was, you know, spread out. Nobody was in the same studio. No one was in the same room, actually, except for me and my tour manager. We cut my vocals in the front room of his house with Ross, my producer, on Zoom. So it was fun, man. You know, it had its difficult times as far as, like, you know, figuring out how we were going to do things. And yeah, normally we would be able to be out on the road and touring and play a lot of these songs out before we cut them, but that wasn't the case. So it was a little weird just kind of releasing Whiskey and Rain into the great abyss.
seeing
how it went, you know, but it's been cool to see it climb and be top 20 now and to see fans, you know, wrap their arms around and sing along to it.
Looks like you've got a couple of guests on this new album. Lee Bryce, Billy Gibbons, Tim Montana, and then you got to work with Kid Rock as well. How was that?
It was awesome. You know, a lot of people don't know, but Kid Rock was the first CD I ever bought with my own money off of a kid.
Devil with a Cause.
On the back of the school bus at Eustis Middle School. So, for $2. But, you know, it's really cool whenever you can have those full circle moments. And, you know, Tim was kind of the middleman and all that and introduced me to those guys. And I became buddies with them. And Tim and I were just in his garage listening to, you know, demos. It's kind of what you do as songwriters is, hey, man, what'd you write? You know, this, so check this out. And so we were playing them back and forth. And I wanted a collaboration, but I wanted it to make sense. I didn't want it to be just like some random, like, connection that, you know, you kind of climb a coattail and figure you can use somebody, they can use you type of thing. I wanted it to be more of an organic friends type of thing, and that's exactly kind of how this all worked out. You know, Billy agreed and Kid Rock agreed, and then we were headed to, me and Tim and Lee Bryce were and Lee's bus headed to Arkansas to hunt ducks, and we were like, dude, you need to be on this, and he was like, I'll jump on it, and he jumped on it. So it's just been a fun collaboration.
Awesome, man. And now on this Honky Tonk Tuesday, I know you've been doing this for a while, which is really cool. Is this where we're going to see some of these artists from the EP on this live stream?
You might. There might be a little special guest popping up there. It's going to be the first ever live stream that we have fans involved. So anybody in the Nashville area, we're going to be at Nashville Palace, doing a live stream, live band. My band will be there. We'll have some guests. We'll be playing the record, the EP, Higher Education. We'll also be playing some hits, and then you never know who's going to pop up. So it's going to be a fun time.
I told you I'm available, dude, if you need me in there for whatever reason. Hey, you want another big intro on your live stream? You let me know.
That's why I've been missing, man. We need you just to wake surf in.
I know, I'm still waiting for you to come out here. Let's get out on the water. For sure,
got all these tour dates, but Michael, we're not seeing anything here booked in Tampa, Florida.
Hey, listen, that is not my, trust me, I would be in Florida more than any other state if I could.
Right. Absolutely.
You need to come back home.
Hey, speaking of the Just the Way I Am tour, we were talking to someone, another artist, and saying like, hey, have you missed some cues? Have you been a little rusty on stage? Have you forgot a word or whatever? And they said, yeah, actually, I kind of went into the wrong verse on a song or went in too early. Have you had any moments like that since you've been back out?
I haven't. I think I scared myself into not messing up.
Right.
I think I was so nervous going in just because, we hadn't been in a while, and some of my artist buddies were having, vocal issues and having to go on vocal rest. And I was like, man, I don't want to have to cancel and it be on my part. You know why we got to cancel now after the last year. I think I was, and so I did get with a vocal coach. I got with some, to try to, make the muscle better of the vocals, but I don't think I messed up too bad, but I probably will now. Thanks, JR.
No problem. Just trying to put that out there.
I'll just shout out your name when I forget the lyrics.
Hey, why change things now? You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Michael Ray on the phone. EP Higher Education is out now. Pick it up. Whiskey and Rain, the single. Dude, we miss you, man. Come see us. Even if you're not performing, just come hang out, and we'd love to see you, brother, but it's good to hear your voice.
Hey, you too, man. I appreciate the time.
All right, dude. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too, buddy.
All right, bye. Let's play a song right now, Whiskey and Rain. It's Michael Ray on 995 QIK.
We know the hard work and sacrifice they go through serving our community and keeping us safe. Let's honor another first responder on 995 QIK.
Well, with the 20th anniversary of 9/11 tomorrow, this is a very special First Responder Friday, and it kind of reminds us of why we do First Responder Friday for those who serve our community. So right now we have Michelle on the phone, who's going to honor her husband. Good morning, Michelle. How are you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
We are great, and we're so glad that you nominated your husband, Luis. Tell us about Luis. What does he do and how he serves our community?
Well, Luis has been a respiratory therapist for 20 years. The last five of them have been at South Bay Hospital in Sun City Center. Mm-hmm. Before that, he worked for 15 years in Spokane in the pediatric ICU unit.
Okay.
And this nomination is really for all of the respiratory therapists during this COVID outbreak thing that we've been having. I know that they all have been working, very hard, 40-plus hours a week, and they do work 12-hour shifts.
Wow. I mean, especially with everything going on, a respiratory therapist is such a vital job right now, huh?
Absolutely.
So tell us about your husband when he's not at work. Tell us about things that you guys like to do and just kind of the guy he is.
Well, he likes to play tennis and run marathons and half marathons.
So his respiratory is good then, apparently, if he runs marathons.
Yes. And together we like to go to the beach and just do outdoor activities.
Very nice. Mm. What do you think drew him to this career?
You know, he's such a quiet person, and I just think his calming personality and nature that he has about him. Plus, he really wanted to help people get into the medical field to help people, and I think this is his way of doing that without really getting in there, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Makes perfect sense. Now, we know there's so many great things about Luis that you love, but what is one special thing that you just love and admire about him?
You know, he never gets rattled. Nothing that I can say or do, or anybody for that matter, says to him rattles him. He handles just everything, like if it's just a normal everyday thing.
Right.
Probably because his job, he's got to deal with that, working where
keep
he works.
Keep calm.
Yeah, he's
got to
keep
sure.
people calm, and he's got to have that kind of attitude. So
absolutely.
Well, listen, Michelle, we are so glad that you nominated your husband for First Responder Friday. We cannot thank you enough. Please give our love and our thanks to Luis. And thank you so much, Michelle.
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
Well, if you want to nominate a first responder for First Responder Friday, please do. You can do it at 995QIK.com. Just takes a couple minutes. We'd love to honor that person in your life and in our community.
It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. And you're playing hard to forget.
715 Second Date Update.
All right, Brandy, 715 Second Date Update right now. JR, Lana, Kevin here on 995QIK. Well, we have Will on the phone. Good morning, Will.
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, not perfect, obviously, because I wouldn't be calling you guys. But yeah, I'm calling to see about this lovely lady named Marissa. We met on an app, and actually hit it off pretty early. So much that, like, we, you know, exchanged actual numbers and, you know, we were texting back and forth, and believe it or not, we actually talked on the phone. And it was great. So we decided to meet halfway between where we live, a place called the Courtside Grill, had a nice meal, and it was a good time. I mean, no joke. Like, we, you know, talked about everything, family, careers, what we wanted in life, you know, what she's looking for, what I'm looking for. It was good. It was a good vibe. And you know, we had a lot in common. So I texted her when she got home. I got a, you know, slight text when, you know, that she got home and everything was fine. Texted her the next day, asking her, you know, what if you wanted to hang out again. And nothing. That's why I'm calling you guys, because I've heard absolutely nothing.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll think about the date and what about what you guys, you know, is there anything that, any topics that came up that probably shouldn't have come up? I mean, did you guys run into anybody at the restaurant? Was there anything awkward come up?
No, I mean, and like, that's the thing. Like, I've been racking my brain about this completely. And like, we talked about like big things some of the time. I mean, you know, we also had laughs and what have you, but like, even the big things, I don't know, I felt like she left smiling at least, and right. You know, I didn't notice anything big.
All right, well, let's do this. We're going to try to get a hold of Marissa for you. If you can't think of anything, we're going to take your word for it, and we're going to find out from Marissa, okay? So you can hang on for me?
Yeah.
All right. We are trying to help out Will this morning on the 715 Second Date Update. He is very confused. He seems very confident in his date with Marissa, but has not heard back from her since their date.
Yeah, they went to Courtside Grill, he said, and they had good conversation, nothing awkward. He said it really seemed that they were into each other, but for some reason, she is just not responding to any of the texts that he's been sending her recently, and he just can't figure it out.
All right, so we're going to try to call Marissa right now and see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Marissa?
This is she.
Hey, Marissa, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, you can. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK.
Really?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Hi. What's this all about?
I know it sounds very random for us to be calling you, but we are doing something we do every single day. We talk to people about dates they went on. It's called our 715 Second Date Update. And we wanted to see if we could ask you a couple questions on the air about a guy you went on a date with. Would that be okay?
I suppose so.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we wanted to ask you about Will. He told us that you guys went to the Courtside Grill, had a great time. He's been racking his brain trying to figure out why he hasn't heard from you since. Very confused by it all. And we were just hoping to maybe get some answers from you of why you haven't gotten back to him, maybe for another date.
I figured you were talking about Will. I think he has a problem. I think that he's addicted to gambling.
Addicted to gambling?
Gambling?
Yeah, yeah. We were at a sports bar, and they take bets on stuff. And legit the entire night. He was putting in bets on everything from MLB, NFL, things in the past that he's bet on, things that he's currently betting on, and it's a lot.
Well, Nick, what, how much are we? Are we like big bets? Like lots of money?
Thousands of dollars per bet.
Thousands?
Wow. He actually told you that?
I saw it because he showed me his phone.
Oh, it is big money.
Oh my gosh, it was enough that if I lost the bet, I wouldn't be paying my car payment that month, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
So this was just kind of a red flag for you that this guy's kind of throwing around a lot of money, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that he has a problem, but he's definitely going along that path if he doesn't already.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of friends that bet. I mean, I don't know how much they bet. I don't really ask them, but, you know, it's popular more and more because it's easier and easier on apps and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's right on your phone.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And other states are just legalizing it now, and so it's like the era of online betting.
Yeah. Well, Marissa, we actually have Will on the phone. He was looking for some answers. I think he got some. Will?
Yeah, I sure did. I mean,
big gambler, man?
Okay. First and foremost, like, right now the Rays are on a heater. Like, I'm not going to, like, bet on that. Like, second, like, I don't own, like, $1,000 purses or clothes or makeup or injections in the hair and whatever women, you know, put all of their money into, right? Like, I just think that's ridiculous that, like, I've got, like, $1,000 here, $1,000 there, whatever. That I put that money into, and while women put money into that, like, now they're going to rag on me, and, like, that's a red flag? I just think it's a little bit hypocritical.
Well, first, my purse and my shoes and everything are all bought by me, you know, so I bought them because I was able to do so, and I'm pretty sure that unless you were a millionaire, these $5,000, $3,000, $5,000 bets that you're placing, if you lost all of them in one night, would be the equivalent to like my salary for the year.
Oof,
so you're really, you know, a little bit more than me getting lip injections.
whoa, hold on, Marissa, with all due respect, I'm not in your pocket like telling you what to spend your money on, and I just don't think it's like that big a deal, or I just don't feel like it's appropriate for you to be in mine. You know, do I lose sometimes? Of course I do. Do I win sometimes? Yes, I do, because I'm good at it, and so therefore, like, what's the big deal? Like, I don't understand why you would be like, oh, this is a problem.
I mean, Marissa, I would say, it's his money to do what he wants with.
Right.
I mean, so if he wants to bet, he can
bet. I agree. It's his money, but it's all he talked about. We made a night of it, and all he did was bet all night on his phone. Like, yeah, we chit-chatted in between, but it was all sports-related chit-chat, and it was all about who he's betting on and why, and just when I see a red flag, I trust my gut.
Look, was it probably a bit much to ask you to bet on, like, how fast the mozzarella sticks were going to come out? Yeah, probably.
That'd make it fun. Make it interesting.
If you could bet on reality TV, I bet you would be doing it night and day. Am I wrong?
Well, Lana usually turns that into
really
a drinking
don't.
Game, as a matter of fact, when it comes to reality TV. Every time they say the, have a...
Oh, stop,
I'm just kidding.
I do know.
Well, listen, let me ask you a question. I mean, Marissa, like you said, it's his money. He can do what he wants with it. But he was talking about it nonstop. What if you were to go on another date and you guys didn't talk about that subject at all? Would you be okay on going another date with him?
No, there's not going to be a second date ever.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So you're telling us there's a chance, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, what are the odds on
eventually,
what are the odds on that?
You know, it's funny. I'm literally just sitting here adding up just quickly in my head because he was mentioning about how much girls spend on makeup and shoes. And, right. I mean, just like hair and Botox and nails and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm, well, it's over $6,000 a year.
Really?
But he's right.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well over it.
Doesn't show.
It's not 6,000 per bet, you know.
Right.
Per year is one thing.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got our own issue over here. We got to make Lana some money.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Marissa, you gave us your answer. Will, you heard her answer. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Good luck in your bets. And I hope I hope you win more than you lose. I'll just put it that way.
And Marissa, thank you much.
Marissa, thanks for coming on with us. And take care, guys.
Thank you too.
All right, thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, Thinking About You, 995 QYK. Love that song right there. All right, talking about our 715 second date update right now between Will and Marissa. They will not be going out again. Marissa said she saw a bit of a red flag.
Yeah, she said that when they went out for dinner, he was just talking about how he likes to gamble and he bets on this, he bets on that, and it just became too much for her, almost like an obsession. And she was just a little like, you know what, this is just a big red flag for me because I don't want this to be an issue in our relationship. And Will is fighting back saying, hey, I have my money that I spend on gambling. I mean, think about all the thousands of dollars that you spend on, you know, shoes and purses and girl stuff or whatever. And he kind of has a point.
All right, so we want to get your reactions right now. Destiny, what do you think?
I personally think that he makes his own money, so no one should be telling him how to spend it, because he is right. We, us females, use our money crazily on stupid things as well. But, you know, it's just a girl he wants to go out with, not his mom. So at the end of the day, I think it's his money, and if she can't respect how he wants to spend his money, then, you know, he pays his own bills, so why is she telling him how to his own money without telling him how to spend his own money, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Here would be the flip side of that coin, is she's thinking down the road, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say they're together, they're making their money, maybe even sharing some of their money at an account or whatever, and it's like, hey, we're trying to save together, and you're blowing a lot of this money.
But like we talked about, we're blowing our money on hair appointments. I mean, $250 isn't unheard of for a hair appointment these days.
No, not at all. But I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
You as well. Thanks.
All right. Kelly's in Lithia right now. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, JR and Lana.
We want to know what you think.
Okay, so maybe it's not her money now, but you've always got to be thinking into the future.
Right.
Like, it could potentially one day be her money. Does she want to, quote unquote, climb into bed with that right now? I wouldn't.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. I was just telling our last caller that, you know, I think she is thinking down the road. Now, if this becomes a problem where he's not paying his bills and spending the family's money and
that's where it becomes a problem.
You're saving maybe for a kid for college or whatever, that's when it becomes a problem, when you're absolutely addicted.
And I think that's what her issue is. She doesn't want it to get to that point. It might be just fun and easy now, but gambling is an addiction, and some people can't control it. So, well,
yeah, and I think the other thing is, and tell me if you agree with this, Kelly, is the fact that she doesn't want to hear about it all the time, because I think that's all he was talking about.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty rude.
Right, exactly. All right, Kelly, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
No problem, you too.
All right, we got Chuck in Lakeland right now. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Jerry, Lana. How are you guys?
We're doing all right, man. What do you think?
Man, I think that it's his money. Do with it what he wants, you know. Free country, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We were talking about that. I mean, you know, what if he spent, you know, a couple of $1,000 on a golf trip every couple of, you know, months with the boys or something, or went out fishing? I mean, you know, all of our hobbies are all expensive. So as long as he has money to pay his bills and is paying his bills, he should be able to do with what he wants with his money.
We got to do what we can to have a good time.
There you go. Chuck, do you gamble?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. Well,
I do not.
Yeah,
but you have other hobbies or whatever that you spend money on. I mean, as long as I think it becomes a hobby and not a lifestyle, I think that's the big issue right there.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, Chuck. See ya.
I mean, think about it, JR. I mean, I'm not gonna ask the amount, but we know that you spent a good lots of thousands of dollars on your boat. What's the difference? You bought a boat because it's something you love to do. This guy's taking thousands of dollars and just maybe the same amount, but just having fun with it for the next couple of years.
Well, I do that more to be inclusive to other people and have good fellowship out on the water.
Making memories.
Okay. And those memories become priceless. So, no, I'm just kidding. No, I know what you're saying. Absolutely. All right, if you missed it, it'll be on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. That's our 715 second date update. All right, well, this weekend, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Definitely want to talk about that coming up next. And Keith Urban has an interesting story that applies to him when it comes to 9/11. It's next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Tomorrow will be the 20th anniversary of the attacks on 9/11 in New York City. Almost 3,000 people died, including 344 firefighters and 71 law enforcement officers, people on multiple planes, in the Pentagon as well. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that, and I'll be honest with you, I remember during this time, I was telling you this kind of off the air, Lana, that I was like, man, seeing these documentaries every year at this time, it's just like, I hate being reminded of this. And someone told me, said, JR, you got to understand, there's a lot of people that are alive now that were not alive mm-hmm. then.
Right.
And it's like, you know, World War One. Like, I wasn't obviously alive in that, but understanding what went on and understanding this was the most deadly attack on American soil of all mm-hmm. time, people need to know that this is now in history books where it wasn't when we were in school and stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
And it was a different perspective that I got from it because it was like, it's hard to talk about. It's not mm-hmm. something that we want to talk about, but it's, we would be absolutely ignorant if we didn't remember those mm-hmm. who were so affected, and the whole world was affected by that. It changed really the course of how we all live our lives now.
It really does.
And how
yeah.
we travel and how we think about, you know, terrorist attacks and stuff like that. It was a very, very life-changing day for a lot of those people. You know,
sure.
obviously people who lost their lives, families that that lost loved ones, you know, moms, dads, children and stuff like that. It's just, but I really did have a shift perspective. I'm not trying to make this about me, but it was one of those things where I go, you know, that's right. It does need to be passed on of how, you know, impactful a day like this was and how tragic a day was.
Sure. Sure. So, absolutely.
Where were you?
I was on my way to work. I was living in Tampa.
Yeah.
I was working at the rock station and I was doing middays at the time. And lucky for me, the morning jock stayed on the air until almost 12:30, 1 o'clock that day, and I was frightened to death to go on the air.
Right,
I didn't even know what to say, and I didn't even know what to do. I mean, the music we were playing was, you know, some of it was inappropriate, and so we had to like drop songs and stuff because it was a rock station,
sure.
and we had to literally go through the playlist and, you know, get rid of some of the songs.
Don't want to be insensitive when
exactly.
it comes to songs.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It was really, really hard day to be on the radio. It was so hard to be on the radio that day.
I think it was, and to your point, I think it was a hard day for anybody to go to work that day because it just, and you've heard people say this, and I think people will agree, is it didn't seem real.
Mm-hmm.
When you looked at that, it looked like a movie. It was like, there's no way that these two towers
I know.
Are on fire right now, and there's a plane flying into it. It just didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your brain just couldn't wrap around mm-hmm. what was going on. You know, it just
no doubt.
Was so hard to fathom, and people running in the streets, and just, you know, these dust clouds of these buildings were collapsed. I remember I was on the West Coast, so I was getting ready to go to school. I was in high school at the time. I was getting ready, and I didn't have a first period, so I went late. So I was just eating breakfast, watching, and my dad was working from home. And I turned on the TV, and I thought I was watching a preview for something. I didn't know what it was. And then I saw that, it was like a news ticker going on. This is happening. It was after the first building had already hit, so it showed. And at first, people were like, oh, my gosh, there was a plane accident.
Right.
The terrorist attack thing didn't even come in my head.
No, not at first.
I thought it was an accident, you know.
It wasn't until the second one.
Right. And so then you're like, oh, my gosh, like now this happened twice. Now it's a terrorist attack. And I just remember sitting there going, what? And then you went to school and all the teachers had it on. I mean, class, mm-hmm. basically school was put on hold. And it was, you know, watching Wait Till the President addresses the
Who
nation.
Who was down here in Sarasota
right,
reading
yeah.
books
to a classroom,
to kids.
Right?
Yes,
yeah,
he
remember
was.
That?
That is
yeah.
a pretty chilling video, too, as he's hearing it when people whoever his chief of staff is or whatever, saying in his ear what happened. You can just see, like, where do I go from here?
Oh, boy. Right. Just unfolding in his head.
Yeah, Kevin, where were you at?
I was actually working mornings here at the QIK. Our studios weren't here in St. Pete. They were over in Tampa near the airport at the time. And kind of like you, it was just like, like Lana, it's like, what's going on? So we played music. We thought it was just like a plane hit a building, but it was an accident.
Right.
And then I'm sitting there watching the TV. We're doing other things. And I watched the second one go in and I was like, oh my gosh, that is number two, that has, and they were all like, okay. And then
right.
like it shut down. We pulled the TV station up on the air and that was it for days. I mean, that's how we handled it. I mean, it was a crazy time. It's like, what do you do? I mean, it's like, you just don't know what to do in that moment. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Like, what has happened to the United States? I mean, it's just like one of those things.
You
like,
said
so many things,
like that.
So many things are going through your mind.
Right.
And it's just like so scary. And it was just, it was a surreal moment. I mean, being on the air at the time, mm-hmm. watching it happen. I mean, it was...
You were trying to get information, but it was so much information was coming through so quickly, and you didn't know what to give out and what was appropriate to give out. It was right. just, it was a lot going on that day.
Well, it was, you just couldn't put it in words. I mean, how do you just... You can't describe it. That. And by the way, when you almost felt unqualified to describe it because you know people are... getting their last text messages and their last right. phone calls from planes from their loved ones who are in it and unfortunately lost their lives with it. So yeah,
that's a great word. I was unqualified to be on the radio Absolutely. That day. That's yeah. a great way to describe mm-hmm. it.
Still feel that way when talking about it, but just wanted to make sure that, you know, we do First Responder Friday, we do Military Monday, and this is why we do it. Not only because of that, but look what that sparked over the last 20 years mm-hmm. of military impact to people, mm-hmm. you know, and not just civilians, which, by the way, the majority of people who lost their lives were civilians, people going to work. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have these law enforcement and Military Monday of how that changed the course of history for our military and war and whatnot and how that all went down. So just wanted to always pay our respects with this and always thank those who gave their lives. United 93 civilians taking over the plane, saying you're not taking this into the Pentagon. I mean, that's chilling mm-hmm. hearing those like those voice recordings and whatnot. But people know this song. It identifies with that day. Alan Jackson, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning That Day? Let's play it right now. It's 99.5 QYK. Love to the families that have been affected and are affected, just like all of us from 9/11. Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You, 99.5 QYK.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, congratulations to Ray Lynn and her husband, Josh Davis, the birth of their first child, Daisy. She was made her way into the world on Wednesday, weighing 7 pounds, 7 ounces.
Good for him.
Super, super cute Good little baby. Lauren Elena and John Fogerty from CCR, they are coming to the Yuengling Center November 20th. The tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock. It is for the charity Pros for Heroes. It honors frontline healthcare workers and first responders. So those tickets, again, will go on sale today at 10 a.m. New music today from Mitchell Tenpenny. He released is an EP. It's called Midtown Diaries, and he talks about the different songs on his EP.
Like, if you listen to it, we try to give as much variety all across the board. Love songs, breakup songs, crazy songs, I mean, what a life songs, bucket list. I mean, trying to make, you know, enough variety so someone can find their song on the record.
By the way, good follow on Instagram too, Mitchell Tenpenny, because he puts a lot of his songs. And he goes, "Yeah, I just wrote this one a couple days ago. Just wrote this one an hour ago." And you're like, "That is a banger!" Like, he's so talented.
Yeah, I love me some Mitchell Tenpenny. Also released today, Kacey Musgraves, her album called Star Crossed. Nashville is hosting a New Year's Eve event this year that'll air on CBS. It's called New Year's Eve Live, Nashville's Big Bash. It'll feature 50 performances.
Whoa.
From Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Kelsey, Dierks Bentley, Miranda. It sounds like everybody's going to be in Nashville that weekend.
Will you be?
Oh, sounds like a party to me. I want to go. Yeah.
It's been a New Year's in Nashville. It's pretty wild.
Yeah?
It was cold, but it was wild.
It was cold. And listen to this. Brothers Osborne, you know, they had 3 nominations, and then especially meaningful this year because I guess they almost threw in the towel on their career last
what?
Year. Yeah, they the album of the year, Not for Skeletons, is particularly rewarding for them because they considered quitting in the middle of making this album due to the exhaustion and mental health struggles.
Wow.
They said they felt like this was going to be the last album they were ever going to make, and they decided to put it on the table, leaving nothing in the coffers, they said. But now they're up for a couple of nominations for CMAs, and they're so proud and glad that they kept going because, yeah, they almost called it quits. And speaking of the CMA nominations, 55th annual will happen on Wednesday, November 10th. It'll be on ABC. Eric Church, Chris Stapleton lead the pack with 5 nominations. And Gabby Barrett has 4 nominations. Just going to read off the Entertainer of the Year. We've got Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, and Carrie Underwood for Entertainer of the Year. Who do you think's going to take it?
It's got to be Luke Combs. He's due.
I think so, too.
I agree. He's due. Yeah. He has to be.
Interesting that Garth Brooks is not on that list.
No.
No, not on.
Because he usually is, always.
Yeah.
But I think Luke's due.
Yeah, I think Luke's probably going to take it this year. Again, Wednesday, November 10th, and that will be on ABC. That's your Music Minute.
Appreciate it. Unacceptable for Brothers Osborne to retire. They will not do that because we're going to play their song right now. Ah! One of their best ones ever.
Love
okay.
It, Bills.
Love it.
Stay a little longer. Brothers Osborne on 99.5 QYK. Love these guys. Yes, we are, and you are the QYK family. We love waking up with you every single day. It's 99.5 QYK. So on Fridays at this time, we do something called The Week That Was. Highlights from the show, bloopers from the show, things that have happened on the show, funny things that we hear on the show. Just kind of, you know, cool stuff. Now, Lana, last week we didn't have you for three of the five days,
mm-hmm.
which really hurt The Week That Was.
Thank you.
Because usually we have some great stuff from you every week.
Oh, yeah.
But we've had you for almost a full week just because we all have the holiday off on Monday.
Right.
So we're going to see if you're the star of this. Kevin puts us together. Uh-huh. I haven't heard it. You haven't heard it, Lana.
Mm-mm.
Kevin's the only one that's heard it. All right, here we go. The week that was. The NFL celebrated which anniversary in 2019? Was it their 75th, their 90th, or 100th?
I don't know.
That is not an answer. That is a horse noise.
Let's go.
Tom Brady once taught a German shepherd to speak French.
What dogs don't speak French.
Or German, actually.
Or any language, really.
That's not true.
You got me.
Wow, Lana, you're on it.
Yeah. He is the pride of Eustis, Florida. He was born April 29th, 1988 in Eustis. Doctors knew something special had just happened. It's Michael Ray, everybody.
Yay!
That's the best intro I've ever had in my life.
That's what we do here,
like,
man.
I was like walking out to SummerSlam, WWE.
Have you missed some cues? Have you been a little rusty on stage? Have you had any moments like that since you've been back out?
I don't think I've messed up too bad, but I probably will now. Thanks, JR.
Yeah, no problem. Just trying to put that out there.
I'll just shout out your name when I forget the lyrics.
Hey, why change things now? You know what I'm saying? Before it was called the Super Bowl, it was known as what? The NFL Championship Game, the AFL-NFL World Championship Game, or the game?
The first one.
What?
Incorrect.
Are you kidding me?
The answer is the AFL-NFL World Championship Game.
Seriously? It's a good thing they changed it to the Super Bowl, because I don't like that name.
And the ACM. And now, once again, CMA-nominated Kevin Evil. Just received a CMA nomination. Congratulations, Kevin.
It's not just me. It's the both of you as well. Congratulations to you, JR, to you, Lana. Thank you to all of our listeners here at 99.5 QYK. Couldn't have done it without you. We got nominated for a CMA award for this year's award show.
Yes.
For
Morning Show of the Year.
For Morning Show of the Year. So congratulations to you, too, as well. It's awesome news. Yes.
Who were you dating at the age of 23, Lana?
I was dating a guy named Chris, who was a bartender at the Rainforest Cafe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He had super long hair. He looked like the lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis. I mean, his hair was like almost down to the back of his butt.
And what was your hair doing? It was probably, you told me you had some crazy hairstyles.
Oh, yeah. It was probably 6 inches off the top of my head. So.
That's amazing. The NFL season is here, and it's only fitting that we... You know, do a little parody song.
Well, what song did you choose?
So, I chose Cold Beer Calling My Name.
Ooh, yeah.
It is now called Trophy Calling Our Name. You can bend over and kiss our ring. So shine up that pretty little thing. We got a trophy calling our name. Got a trophy calling our name.
Woo! Yeah!
Got a trophy calling our name. Pretty amazing that we were nominated for anything.
I know!
That, by the way, that did not help us at all right there. Thank God the nominations are over.
Yes.
Oh, man. And I apologize once again for that song I sang yesterday. Now, it did work. We did win, thank God, but...
I will tell you, a lot of times when I'm listening to Scotty McCreary's You Time, yeah. I'm still singing in my head, Game Time, Game Time, Game Time.
I do too. Isn't that great?
That was awesome.
Cold Beer Calling My Name was a song yesterday, and we did Trophy Calling My Name. We did a little spoof of it, get us ready for the Bucks game. But no, it's so much fun to be a part of you guys' morning every morning. I cannot say that enough. And we did mention the CMA thing, and that is not a brag on us. That's a brag on you guys for having us in your life every morning and being able to do this and do some fun for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next, something not so fun and kind of a, I don't know, probably be a fear of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And a first responder stepped in and did something pretty incredible, but very unorthodox. Put it that way, it's next. Jameson Rogers, Luke Combs, Cole Beer, call my name, 995-QIK. Before we get to this story, I'd just like to say that you guys are bad friends, both of you.
What? Why?
Well, I have had my zipper down the whole morning. Neither of you told me.
I'm not looking.
Neither of you told me. I just walked to the restroom and I said hi to one of our sales guys and a couple other people. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. And then when I went to the bathroom, completely wide open.
I can't see your waist. I can only see your face.
But I just walked with you down the hallway, for crying out loud. I mean, come on, people.
Sorry, but
well, I understand that you're not looking for it, but it's something where
guess we're gonna have to now.
I guess, like, you know, a zipper that's down kind of finds you. You don't go looking for it. You have a sweatshirt on.
You can't see it.
Well, I definitely feel it going down the hallway, but I'm glad I said hi to everybody. So if you need me later, I'll be in HR. All right, here we go. This is a crazy story, by the way. Crazier than what I just said. 995 QIK, what do you got, Lana?
So this happened in Volusia County, and a tree fell onto a Florida home. And inside the tree was a huge beehive. So when the tree fell and hit the house, the beehive went into the house, and bees started to swarm everywhere. Well, a Volusia County Sheriff deputy who happens to be a beekeeper came to the rescue. I'm not kidding you. He put on his beekeeping gear, and they said that he had to lure, he bought half of the insects into the hive. He lured them into his hive, and then the other half would fly. But they were stinging every single person that would come near to the house because the bees were, they were mad. They were agitated because their house fell into a human house, so they couldn't control the bees until this Volusia County deputy came to the rescue.
How about this guy's resume?
I know.
Seriously.
Deputy.
Deputy. Beekeeper.
Beekeeper.
Yeah. How awesome is that,
Honey
though?
Honeymaker.
I mean,
that's insane. I like the fact that they said it stung everybody who walked towards the building.
Yes.
Well, get away from the building, for crying out loud, if there's bees swarming.
You got to get the bees out, though. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to face the bees.
I like that. That's a good life lesson, by the way.
At some point, you got to face the bees.
Yeah, like that's very good, Lana.
So let's give it up for that Volusia County officer for donning his bee.
Oh, don't cheat this guy. He's also a beekeeper.
He is a beekeeper.
Let's give it up for that Volusia County beekeeper as well.
He saved the house and half the bees.
Lana, this sounds like something that would happen to you.
Completely.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember, Lana was hobbling around for a week and a half. He stepped on a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't save the bee, though.
No, you didn't. You're not going to be a beekeeper.
But we did buy you a beekeeper suit, and that's been awesome to watch you wear it every day. All right, let's do it. 995 QIK coming up. What do we got, Lana? What are we coming back with?
We are coming back with a feel-good story.
There you go. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here.
I feel good.
Well, when it comes to the Bucks, there's only one person to go to on this show. That's Kevin, and he has an I Feel Good story for you that has to do with a former Buck.
Yes, and it's a former running back, Warrick Dunn. He's a Florida State Seminole, played for the Buccaneers for many years. This guy is great in the community, great for the community of Tampa Bay. He has a Homes for the Holiday program. They've given away nearly 200 homes since 1997. This is what this guy does. So yesterday, he teamed up with the NFL and Feeding Tampa Bay. So the NFL awarded Feeding Tampa Bay a $250,000 grant during the Super Bowl earlier this year. And Warrick Dunn was out at the Trinity Cafe in Tampa. And he was giving away goodie bags that had hats, T-shirts, water bottles, snacks. And they also had a free lunch. And this is all provided by the NFL and Feeding Tampa Bay and Warrick Dunn, who just does great for the community, and here's what he had to say about it.
Healthy mind, healthy body, you have better people. So we can help individuals just be better, you know, give them opportunity. I think we can help, you know, change and improve lives.
And that's what he's all about, changing and improving lives. He's done this with his free homes. He's doing this in the community here in Tampa. Warrick Dunn is a great human being. He was a great football player. He's an even better human being, and he's great for the community of Tampa. And I love it, and I love Warrick Dunn. This is just fantastic. Way to go, Warrick.
All right, Warrick Dunn.
Bye-bye, Warrick.
It's great.
Run, Warrick, run.
Yes.
All right, very nice. Very cool. There you go. Your I Feel Good story coming up, training in Tampa Bay. Lana and I will be out on the streets tomorrow morning early, trying to convince Lana to do something, too, tomorrow at the event. Talk about it in training in Tampa Bay on 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. It's JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, the 23-year radio veteran, the soon-to-be clean-shaven Kevin Ebel. That's what right. is trending in Tampa Bay?
By the way, go Tigers and go Bulls.
Oh,
you
I'm
forgot
sorry.
All about that.
My bad.
Okay, it's all right.
Oh, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls tomorrow against the Gators. Come on.
There you go.
And no chance.
But drain the swamp.
That's, it's here, but so.
Well, what do you
do? Yeah, it's kind of. All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicked off the season last night. Raymond James Stadium against the Dallas Cowboys. Super Bowl champions. They raised the banner. They did all this fanfare before the game. So you expected them just to really come out and really give it to the Cowboys. Well, it was a really close game. They only won 31-29 and had to kick a game-winning field goal with 2 seconds left to win it.
Suck up trying to win it. Got it.
Kicker in Tampa Bay.
Was he not perfect in the playoffs last?
Dude, he was. Come on, Collinsworth. He was perfect in the playoffs last year.
Get out of here, Collinsworth.
What's going on? So one and zero on this.
This guy survived COVID for crying out loud last week.
Suckup did. That's right, he did. Come on,
a little respect around here.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers 1-0 on the season. Their next game will be September 19th. It is a home game, 4:05 against the Atlanta Falcons. Ooh. That is their next game.
They still got a team?
I believe so.
All right.
College football, we got USF and the Florida Gators tomorrow over at Raymond James Stadium. The game is at 1 o'clock. It is on national television, ABC.
A rare day out for Kevin tomorrow. He will be there. Mm-hmm. Are you going to dress like a bull? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be wearing my USF shirt, wearing a hat. I will not be.
Oh, he'll be easy to find.
A couple of adult beverages, a little tailgate.
Some tailgating.
Oh, man. Cut him loose.
Hey, you gotta have some fun. The Gators are number 13 in the nation. Probably going to win. We didn't score a point last week, so.
Ouch.
Gee, that little faith.
Oh, I hope they win, but.
We made USF graduate. We may take your degree away for that kind of comment. Man, my goodness.
We'll see. Hillsborough County School District, they are continuing with the mask rule through October 15th. The school board decided that yesterday. Steven Stamkos, I told you about a month ago that he sold his Davis Islands estate for $16 million. Mm-hmm. He didn't move that far. He is less than 2 miles away, but bought another one for $8.35 million. Congratulations to Steven Stamkos of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
This is where Lana hangs out. All her friends are over there.
Right.
The big dollars over there, Lana. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And finally, something you guys are going to be at in the morning, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office Ranch Run. It's happening tomorrow morning over at Temple Terrace Elementary School. They're having a 15K, a 10K, a 5K, and a 1 mile walk. Everything starts at 6:45 in the morning. And there will also be a national moment of silence, which will be recognized at 8:46 a.m. It is September 11th tomorrow. So you guys are there.
Very, very honored to be a part of this.
Yes.
So very excited about this.
Yeah. And you were going to say something about Lana. You wanted her to do something at the event.
Oh, yeah. Are we running?
Will you want to run it?
Are we running? Let's run.
Will you do it? When's the last time you ran a mile? What year is it?
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
I will walk a mile.
Run?
We'll walk the
1 mile walk. It starts at 8.
Yeah, we're for sure going to do that.
Yeah, I don't run.
No, but I'm really honored to be a part of it.
Rollerblades, though. I'll bring those.
It doesn't say 1 mile rollerblade.
Goodness gracious.
Okay. Well, then I'll walk.
Well, again, that's the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office Ranch Run tomorrow morning over at Temple Terrace Elementary School. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bulls!
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. We love being a part of your morning. We love you giving us a chance to be a part of your morning, by the way. And we got some cool news. Yesterday, we were nominated for a CMA award.
Yes.
Something you need to know about that. That has nothing to do with us. It has to do with you, QIK family. Because
mm-hmm.
we were just talking to ourselves every day and no one was listening. It wouldn't matter.
That's right.
We'd be in a mental hospital or something like that. So thank you so much for being a part of the QYK family and giving us a chance to do what we love. We really do appreciate it. Cannot be said enough.
Right. We do love what we do.
Absolutely. All right. So, Lana, highlight of the show.
Mm, Well, the fact that it was Friday was kind of a big highlight.
We love what we do, but Lana's ready to leave.
Weekend is a starting, so. You know, honestly, I love on Fridays because we honor people in our community with our First Responder Friday. And whether you're a police officer, a fireman, a nurse, somebody that, you know, is a type of first responder, we love to honor. We liked hearing about the people that are out there doing all the hard work and putting themselves at risk and in danger. We love hearing those stories, and we love learning about each and every one of the people in our community. So if you have somebody in your family or somebody you're close with, maybe somebody on your crew, maybe somebody you work with, honor them. We want to hear more about them. Somebody that's doing a great job. We just want to know more about them. So for First Responder Friday.
Yeah, you can nominate them at 995QIK.com. Like we said earlier, this was kind of a very special one today because when we do First Responder Friday, we do it every Friday. But this Friday in particular, with the anniversary of 9/11 being tomorrow, was very special to us. And so we were glad to be able to honor a first responder. So, Kevin, what was the highlight of the show for you, sir?
Sam Hunt has a brand new song out. It's called 23. So, JR, you asked Lana where she was at the age of 23. She said, or who she was dating at the age of 23. She said she was dating a guy who had long hair, looked like Anthony Kiedis, the lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he worked at the Rainforest Cafe at the Mall of America in Minneapolis.
Wow. Good memory.
That happened. Now, I always love hearing stories from when Lana was younger. So
I got a lot.
Because they're very...
They still got a lot.
And they're
so many
super
stories.
Interesting. It's like, oh, why'd you date that guy? Oh, well, he looked like the lead singer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So, yeah, I liked it.
There's no depth to her shallowness. That's for sure.
I don't care. I'm an open book.
Yeah, I know. That's why we love you.
Yeah, you're open. Write the damn thing, please. I want to read it. All right, have a great day. We'll see you next week. Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.